PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, auto insurance premiums continue to rise in New Jersey. Christine O'Brien with the Insurance Council of New Jersey says there are a number of factors contributing to this trend, including increased costs to repair vehicles and rates still catching up from a COVID pause.
The good news is that most policies are written for six-month periods. So drivers do have an opportunity, you know, at least once to twice a year to shop around.
According to a new report from LendingTree, insurers in New Jersey are raising premiums by an average of about 17% in 2025. Are you looking to upgrade your driver's license for a real ID in New Jersey? Good luck getting an appointment, guys. Starting May 7th, a standard New Jersey license just won't cut it as a form of ID to board a domestic flight or enter a federal building. You'll need a passport or a real ID, but people looking to make an appointment at the local MVC are having a hard time getting appointments. Currently, there are less than 80 appointments available statewide, and of those, the earliest open date is May 7th. That's the enforcement start date. But be patient. The state MVC says it adds new appointments daily. This portion of the news made possible by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet, connection backup, and business phone, all for just $90 a month. Visit optimum.com/business or call 855-2-OPTIMUM today. The newer community continues to react to the stray bullet killing of a 9-year-old autistic boy outside his grandmother's home last week. Essex County Prosecutor Ted Stevens says it was imperative that they brought the shooter to justice.
When the victim is an innocent 9-year-old beautiful child like Yasin Morrison, that sends a shockwave throughout the entire community.
Jesse Dunbar II has been charged with first-degree murder in the case. He pleaded not guilty at his arraignment Thursday. He's accused of aiming for another man when Yazzie Morrison was fatally hit in the back of the head with a bullet. The other man was also shot and survived. All right, it's Super Bowl weekend. Who are you rooting for, Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs? Well, if you believe the animal prognosticators, you'll be happy to know that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win. That is according to the prediction of Strawberry the Camel at the Popcorn Park Zoo in Lacey Township. Strawberry picked and ate a graham cracker from a staffer's hand, which had the word Eagles on it. You can catch the whole story and see the video of her pick at NJ1015.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The latest on the weekend storm, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The next 10 days of weather for New Jersey are pretty insane. Four or five storm systems aiming for the Garden State. Here we go. Welcome to winter. Today we catch our breath a little bit. We'll see sun with passing clouds. It'll be breezy and blustery. Highs around 40, but falling through the 30s this afternoon. Tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. Pretty cold with increasing clouds. Tomorrow, cloudy and cold. Highs mid-30s. And then our weather goes downhill starting tomorrow afternoon as snow moves in. That'll get heavier through the evening hours tomorrow. That's the brunt of the storm. But also, snow changes to icy mix and or rain again. In terms of accumulation, up to 6 inches of snow in North Jersey, up to a quarter inch of dangerous ice accumulation along the western edge of the state. Wintry mix and rain will wrap up around daybreak on Sunday. Then the sun comes out. It'll be breezy. Highs on Sunday around 40. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now we have 37 degrees in Phillipsburg. It's 41 in Princeton. Cherry Hill is 42. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Start 2025 strong with your health in focus with Trinity Rehab. Get started now at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.